Well, joining us now over in the States, he's at Wrigley Field there and is working. Well, the Dodgers are at the Chicago Cubs today. John Morosi joining us again from the Major League Baseball Network. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, Jerry and Laurie and Michael, doing very well. Wrigley Field, I understand, is the Sydney cricket ground of the United States.
That's a really good, I think, comparison for sure. Traditional venue. No, we certainly love our SCG, but there at Wrigley Field today, you're seeing one of the powerhouses in the Major League, in the Dodgers. Now, they're coming off, I think it was last week, wasn't it? They had an amazing series against the Padres. So the Dodgers, one of the fancies heading into the season. How are they traveling?
Well, it's a great question because actually the reigning World Series champion Dodgers, they have lost 10 of their last 14 games, which is very surprising for a team that a lot of us still view as the most talented in the Major League. But we're seeing here now, gentlemen, why it has been since 2000 that we last saw a team repeat as World Series champions. In fact, the other three major sports in the U.S., the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL, they've all had repeat champions since the last repeat World Series champion, which was the Yankees back in 2000. So we're seeing with the Dodgers now, the offense has been quite inconsistent. Mookie Betts, of course, a former most valuable player in this league, has had some injuries this year and struggling a bit. Cody Bellinger, a former MVP himself, he has been injured as well. So combination of injuries and a little bit of a slow performance for them early on has made it a much more competitive National League West than a lot of us thought when the season began.
John, what about today's big clash, Kansas City and Cleveland? What are you expecting?
Well, Kansas City, they have played tremendously well this season. And I tell you what, one player to watch that I think is really off to a good start is Carlos Santana, whom they acquired as a free agent. He is a longtime player for the Cleveland Indians. And I would say Carlos Santana is a player to watch to have a very good game today, a switch hitter. He always has very good at-bats from both sides of the plate. So Santana, for me, has been excellent. The Royals have also had very good pitching this year from Brady Singer and Danny Duffy. The Royals right now, gentlemen, a very surprising team atop the Central Division of the American League.
John, can I ask, and this is a famous club, the New York Yankees, how are they traveling?
Well, the Yankees right now, interestingly, they had a pretty good weekend against the Detroit Tigers, so my hometown team in the state of Michigan. The Yankees played well against Detroit over the weekend. A lot of people are playing well against Detroit nowadays, I should note. But the Yankees in general, their pitching has improved of late. And offensively, we're finally starting to see some signs of life from Giancarlo Stanton, the Yankees superstar. So if Stanton keeps hitting like this, and Aaron Judge stays healthy and his production comes along as well, I still believe the Yankees have a legitimate chance to win their division, the American League East, because they're arch rivals. The Red Sox have played well early on in the season, but gentlemen, I'm not so sure that I really fancy the Red Sox as a division champion because they don't seem to have the overall quality that the Yankees do when the Yankees are healthy.
Now, just moving away from baseball for a second, John, and just curious as to how you perceive the NFL draft and who are the big, I guess, winners and losers?
Sure. Well, interestingly, I was actually in Cleveland, Ohio last week, which was the site of the NFL draft, to do a baseball game. And I arrived there and I saw all these people around. I said, wow, it's exciting. Everybody's here to watch this baseball game on broadcast. And I said, wait a minute. Nope. It's for the NFL. And so a couple of thoughts there. Trevor Lawrence going number one overall. Urban Meyer, I really believe Urban Meyer looks at Lawrence as a generational talent. And one of the reasons why he decided to coach the Jaguars was because he would have the chance to coach Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. So that was a big, big move for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Meanwhile, where I am right now in Chicago, I know a lot of Chicago Bears fans are very excited about Justin Fields, the great quarterback from Ohio State, going to the Chicago Bears. The Bears are a team that's a very winnable division there in the NFC. And I think that with Fields there, they've had a lot of issues with the quarterback position for the Bears now going back a long time. So they believe that Justin Fields, getting him where they drafted him, was a great move for the Chicago Bears.
Now, just curious about this Tokyo Olympics qualifier in June in Taiwan, which Australia needs to win to make the games in July and August. How do you like our chances? I know you followed the international baseball as well, John.
I do, and I tell you what, So Australia has one more chance to qualify for the Olympic Games in baseball. As you mentioned, it's a qualifying tournament involving six teams in Taiwan in June. And the manager of that team is going to be the great Dave Nilsson, who, of course, you remember from all the years he played in Major League Baseball, and he's gone on to grow the game in Australia so well. And in fact, his last year in the major leagues was in 99 because he wanted to be able to go home and play in the Olympics in 2000. So tremendous person who's grown the game all around the country. They will not be able to use major league players, of course, but we do expect the Aussies to have their best minor league players and also the best players from the ABL, that Dave Nilsson will make sure that they are in mid-season form there in June to compete for Australia in Taiwan.
And John, just finally, are crowds starting to come back to the baseball?
They are, in fact. And we've seen, it depends on where you are, where you're at in the U.S., where the crowd numbers are. For example, there are some areas that are more open than others. I was in Atlanta last week, and the crowd was quite large. And in fact, this weekend, they're going to have full crowd. So zero restrictions left in terms of attendance. But in many stadiums, it's still around the 30% mark, 30 to 40%. And candidly, in some of the colder weather cities early on in the season, like where I live in Michigan, the crowds aren't very big anyway because of the weather. So I think we'll get a much better gauge on things by the summer. But you're right. It's very encouraging that as long as everybody follows the protocols and is wearing the masks and distancing as well as they can, we're seeing more fans in the ballparks. And it really has been wonderful for me to be able to witness in person.
Well, John, you have a great day there at Wrigley Field. Thanks so much for checking in again. We'll chat in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, gentlemen. It's my great pleasure. All the best to you in Australia. Look forward to connecting again real soon.